Hello and welcome to the Field Talk podcast from the Linder Farm Network, the voice of Minnesota agriculture. I'm your host, Dan Lemke. President-elect Trump has vowed to place 25% tariffs on goods coming from Canada and Mexico on his first day in office, while also planning an additional 10% tariff on top of existing tariffs on products from China. The move is being made to curb the flow of illegal immigration and fentanyl into the U.S. Farm organizations are concerned tariffs could disrupt the flow of ag products out of the U.S. to Mexico, Canada, and China, which are the three largest markets for farm goods. Brian Keel is the executive director of Farmers for Free Trade. He's concerned that tariffs could jeopardize the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement.
Yes, I mean, in the near term, what would happen is Mexico and Canada would retaliate. And Mexico has already indicated that that's exactly what they will do if they're hit with tariffs that are outside the bounds of the agreement they executed with the U.S. They will retaliate against our products. And again, one of our big exports to Mexico is corn. We also export dairy, other products. So that would be a big hit. Long term, sure, they could bring it to a dispute resolution panel within USMCA. But you know, if you're talking this big of a disruption, I think it does call into question the stability of the trade agreement itself. That 6 years ago, 5 years ago, we passed the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement under President Trump's leadership, with bipartisan historic margins in the House and Senate. Everybody agreed that this was a great deal and that this was the way we were going to behave with trade with Canada and Mexico. It's crazy to me that 5 years later, there would be this threat that, well, that agreement doesn't mean anything. We're just going to hit you with tariffs because we don't like your behavior on a non-trade related issue, which again, immigration and fentanyl are super important, but they're not related to financial trade flows and tariffs. You know, if Mexico does an unfair trade practice, well, then we might be justified in putting tariffs on their products because they're not living up to the agreement. But that's not the case here. I don't know that immigration or fentanyl are anywhere to be found in the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. And so it seems like a mismatch to try to use tariffs to solve that problem.
Chairman of the National Corn Growers Association, Harold Woley, says a recent economic study showed increased tariffs would be detrimental to agriculture.
The National Corn Growers Association and the American Soybean Association worked together, both of our economists, and put out a study that looked was forward-looking and recognize what some of the ramifications of increased tariffs are going to be, and not very positive for agriculture. So it's going to be very interesting as we move into the new year and see these tariffs being imposed. You know, will there be retaliatory tariffs imposed by other nations, or will other nations then shift where they purchase their agricultural imports from? A lot remains to be seen.
Harry Siemens is a longtime Canadian farm broadcaster. Siemens offers his perspective on the proposed tariffs.
I don't think myself personally, who watches this closely all year round, and that I was that surprised. And then I just want to go right back to a fellow by the name of Cam Dahl. Cam is a great friend. He's the general manager of the Manitoba Pork Marketing or Manitoba Pork Council. And we ship 3 million weanlings out of Manitoba into the Midwestern United States. He made a comment and wrote an article to all the local newspapers. I had a chance to interview him. And Cam, way back, right after the election, he says, you know what? You know, we can stand here and sit here and complain all we like. But in Canada, we're going to have to put together, all the stakeholders get together and start working on this together. But at that point, we weren't seeing any leadership coming out of Ottawa, in particular, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. So that, in having said that, now of course everybody is jumping on the bandwagon and saying okay. But I think the biggest thing is Canadian farmers and their representatives. We are concerned about what's going on. The agricultural sector views this as a significant threat. The U.S. is Canada's largest agri-food trading partner. And so, yes, even Ontario Premier Doug Ford warned of economic devastation and called for a united, and here's the key, a united Team Canada approach, urging Prime Minister Trudeau to convene this. Well, he immediately got on the phone with President-elect Trump yesterday, and that's exactly what he called for. Whether he's going to be able to pull it off, we're not sure. But absolutely, it affects all of us here in Canada.
Seaman says President-elect Trump and Canadian Prime Minister Trudeau have spoken about the threatened tariffs.
That's exactly what we want, and that's what the farm leaders that we have across Canada and even some of the provincial premiers, they see this as the only way to really work that out. And the other thing that Cam Dahl, the GM with the Manitoba Pork Council, said, he says, and we have to do it across the slate. We can't pick one province over the other. We can't pick one segment of the agricultural industry over the other. The same thing is that when they review CUSMA, the trade agreement in 2026, he says, we're hoping that it's the United States that comes to the table, not each state individually.
From Seaman's perspective, the USMCA has been working well, as there's been a lot of cooperation between the U.S. and Canada on ag products.
So all of this has been working really well. In fact, I spoke with an edible bean processor on Saturday morning, and he just talked about it. He was just shipping carloads to Mexico. And yes, the trade deal has been working wonderfully. Sure, we need to review it, but at the same time, at this point, we've got that trade going back and forth between Canada and the United States and even to some extent Mexico. If it wasn't for the U.S. cattle market, we may not have a cattle market right here in Manitoba. Because we see at the auction marts, it's the American people that are bidding. They're the ones that are buying. And right now we've got record high amounts. I think one producer told me a 780-pound steer went for $2,900 Canadian just a couple of weeks ago. The other thing, Linda, is the fact that I live 15 minutes from the U.S. border. And for me, since I was 5 years old with my folks, we would cross that border back and forth, whether holidays, shopping, or just having a good time. See, I'm only 6.5 hours away from the Twin Cities, and Fargo, North Dakota is only 3.5 hours. We were there just 2 weeks ago with my new bride. And so you're absolutely right. I bought shoes there that were on special. They were great shoes. And you know what? I don't know if I could have even bought something like that in Canada. So amen to it. We need to keep that border going the way we have.
Thanks for listening. Find other podcasts on linderfarmnetwork.com and on Apple and Spotify. And tune into your local LFN affiliate for the latest in farm news and market information.